Blog Talk Radio.
Queen Omega. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to The Crown. This is Dordana Raphael, and you are listening to Crown Knowledge Radio. I am in the forum tonight back with my partner in crime, the one, the only, the God Rashad is in the building tonight, y'all. God Rashad, say what's up to the people.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody?
Yes, yes. We are back. So, again, you know, I keep reminding you guys that we are moving things right along in Crown Knowledge Radio. Again, if you are within the sound of my voice and you want to come on in and chop it up with us tonight, in the chat room, which is now open, you can come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio. That's Crown with a K. If you want to call in and get on the line with myself and the guy Rashad and just talk shit tonight, that's what we're going to do. We're going to chop it up. We're going to chew it. Are we going to spit it out? Whatever it is, this is a new segment. We're going to try it. We're going to put it out here, kind of wrap our own unique flavor around it like we always do in the Crown. It could be wide open. It's going to be several topics. It's going to be a lot of different pathways. It's going to be a lot of different levels of mind thought. Some original thought may come up. You might agree, you might disagree, but we're going to chop it up, whatever it is. It's a lot out there. Again, 515-605-9858. Call in, get on the line, let us know what you think about whatever the fuck it is we're talking about tonight in the crown with myself and the guy beside. And Crown Knowledge Radio, again, Brother Z sent me over some good news tonight. We are up and running. At Crown Knowledge on Instagram, at Crown Knowledge Radio. I believe it is at Crown Knowledge 4. And on TikTok, let me see and make sure I got this shit correct, because I don't follow it like I'm supposed to. I know I don't. but he did send that over Facebook, at Crown Knowledge Radio, either platform. I believe he is working on TikTok. If that's not up and running, I believe it is Crown Knowledge Radio on TikTok as well. So Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Crown Knowledge Radio, and YouTube Live coming soon. I'm about to make this shit happen. So Rashad, send us out some positive information. Say what's up to the people while I do this real quick. Give a little introduction about tonight. And shout out to the lunar eclipse coming tomorrow. What's up with that, Rashad?
Yeah, we about to bring it in. That's all I know. We bringing it in tonight. So there's been a lot of talking about it, and you know, it's crazy. I don't know if you heard, but it's certain schools that have closed down for the eclipse. I was like, shoot, when I went to school, we was watching it, but they shut down a couple of schools here in Nashville.
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
that is weird. I don't remember many eclipses when I was younger, but I don't remember being out of school either, unless the eclipse came on a weekend. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's a couple schools here in Nashville. I think it's nationwide as well, but it's talking, I don't know what they're expecting. But I've never heard of schools being shut down for an eclipse.
No, that is different. That's very different. And, you know, you and I always talk about, you know, how the shift is feeling. We will probably never stop talking about the shift in the crown, because it's a large part of what we're doing. It's a large part of the message that we're bringing. That's different. I did go on several platforms between yesterday and today, just kind of listening to different individuals and what they had to say. And it's amazingly quiet for the most part. I didn't specifically seek out anybody like, you know, shout out to Billy Carson or Sister Myra or Black 333 or Black Magic 333 or, you know, any of the podcasts that usually just specifically focus on the high vibe and information. I didn't do that, but a lot of people that are talking about it are like, shout out to Miss Blue, because she said this is the, you know, this particular eclipse 2024 is the rise of you. That was interesting. And what was so interesting about it is that last night, another individual, shout out to Mystic Nine, she also said that this eclipse is about you. That's very interesting. And then prior to that, everybody was talking about Cat Williams, and Cat Williams was like, 2024 is the hour of truth. This is when all the truth is coming out, and it's a white woman that I have never heard of before until this P. Diddy thing went down. She's also supposed to be some type of a mystic or a medium or something by the name of Sloan, and I can't remember her last name. I want to say Sloan Collin. I could be wrong, but she's a white woman, very unusual white woman. It's very weird. I've never seen her before, never heard of her before, but she's got a podcast out there, and they said 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they pulled up the footage of her predicting what's happening to Diddy right now. But also about the eclipse, she said this is about the truth coming out whether you want it to or not. She said that's what this whole shifting of the time, and is kind of weird. Like I said, I can't make this up. She said, you know, it's weird. You know, she said, if you kind of feel something. Now, yesterday, me and you said, you got that feeling like you sleep, you up, but you still kind of sleep. She said the same thing. You got to go back and listen to it. I'm going to find her name here in a minute, but it's Sloan something. It's a white lady. I've never seen this woman before, and it was weird. And I'm just sitting there looking at her like, wow. You know, we were just talking talking about that. But, yeah, this eclipse means something. So whatever it means to you, whatever you think it means to you, whatever you feel it means to you, it is going to cause a specific type of shift in the shit that's happening right now. So all of these people can't be drinking the same Kool-Aid. I don't know. You call it what it is, but that's very interesting that these four or five random people that probably don't even know each other, I'm assuming they don't know each other, are pretty much saying the same thing. That's weird.
You're on their frequency.
They're correct. Yeah. Yeah. They're on that. That's funny that you mentioned that. And just a real quick plug, because, you know, I love to plug my stuff in the crown. If you guys did not hear the Love Vibration and the God Knowledge Vibration About Love show last night that I did in Serious Sex with the Goddess, if I do say so myself, I was channeling half the stuff that I said in that show. I don't remember saying, but it is hot as fuck. So y'all need to go back and pull up that show, Serious Sex with the Goddess, and the Love Vibration on God Knowledge and the God Knowledge Vibration of Love. Either way you want to flip it, that's what I was kind of vibing on last night. And man, Rashad, you have got to go back and listen to that show. I just went on the air. I had no notes. I had no content, no nothing. And it turned out pretty fabulous, if I do say so myself, and just fabulous in the way that the vibe took over the conversation, which was exactly what I was looking for. So, yeah, I agree with these so-called, quote-unquote, random people that don't know each other. And the very thing that I'm talking about is the very thing that they're saying this shift is about. And I listened to that today, and this was some of it was prior to the show, and some of it was just after the show. And like you said, that frequency is real, because I was right on the same frequency. Didn't even know it. I know I don't know half these people. I know their names and I know what they do, but I don't know these people. Yeah. So it's very,
yes,
very.
It's a lot of things just lighted up. That and, man, just the whole feel of the atmosphere. When I go outside, I mean, like I was telling a close friend of mine, I was like, well, man, I said, this feels like a lucid dream. You know, when you go to sleep and you dream, you're like, oh, I'm dreaming. And you start, you know, just pretty much exploring and making stuff, creating things in your mind that happens right in front of you, like instantaneously. I was like, I'm feeling more and more like that every day. And it's crazy. I talked to my mom yesterday. I hadn't spoke to her in like over a week or so. And she was like, you okay? I was like, yeah. She was like, man, you sound different. Your voice is changing. I'm like, how did my voice change at 42 years old? That's just strange to me. She's like, yeah, you sound different.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. But, But yeah, it's just, I mean, feel for yourself, see for yourself. And I've been doing a lot of people watching lately. I'm like, people are really strange now. It's like watching characters glitch in a video game. It's like, why the hell are you doing it?
Yeah, we were talking, you and I were talking about some of the movies like Surrogate and Gamer and all of those types of movies. If, you know, I don't know who you would have to be to not know what those movies are at this point, you know, in the diaspora, if you will. But we are sort of kind of living that. But there's so much more underlying diabolical shit that's going on. And again, shout out to my girl Mystic Nine. She was saying, you know, you're going to see a lot of people at each other's throat for seemingly, and she said, and pretty much in essence, for no reason. And I just thought that was interesting. I was like, girl, you don't know the half of it. But she's like, people are just going to be at each other, and it's just going to be that. Again, the medium, the woman that said I never heard of her before, she's like, you know, these people are just going to come out of the woodwork and and do things that's just out of the ordinary. There's going to be a lot of debauchery and sabotage and people just trying to grasping at straws, but doing it in a way where, in essence, it's really going to hurt you in the end. But she's like, it's just going to be a lot of, you know, opposition, and you're going to feel this tug even within yourself. And I think that's a lot of what you and I were talking about. Like, I'm feeling kind of messed up about, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling kind of messed up in this vibration right now, but not to the point where I'm not, you know, moving forward. Like my energy, like, and I mentioned this last night, my energy is like skyrocketing, and not energy like I want to go outside and jog. It's like my spiritual energy, like that shit is on fire. Like it's, You have to go back and listen to that show, because I'm listening to this show and I'm like, what in the hell? And even the show before that, I did the Poverty and Hell on Earth show. And my the brother Z that was in the Zoom with us, he texted me. He was like, man, I let a few of my friends listen to that show. And they like, damn, boy, this, he's like, a lot of this shit she's talking about, I get it, you know, I get it and I understand it. And he started sending people the link. So we're going to see a lot more people chiming in on the topics that we're talking about here in the Crown. But, yeah, this shift is real. And even though I'm in the house a lot more often than I used to be, but it's not stopping the expansion of my spiritual growth. If you understand, if anything, it's allowing it to grow a lot more. Yeah. So yeah, the things that I talk, like I said, I went on the air last night. I just went on. I was in the physical. I was like, I don't feel like it, but my spirit was saying, I have something to say, and I'd be damned if I didn't have something to say. And like I said, because usually I'll write down a couple of things, even if it's in an outline, and I didn't even do that. I was like kind of writing stuff as I went along, but none of which ended up in the show. It was just like, yeah, this is where this is going right now. And so it kind of grew into this, what we're doing tonight. Chop it up, chew it and spit it out are those things that we, you know, we see them every day. We may want to talk about them, or it may be some things that we know that nobody is talking about, or those things that we kind of contemplate a little bit and say, you know what, I really don't know how I feel about that. Let's talk about it. Or, you know what, they tell us this, but that shit ain't true. And we just spit it out. So that's what we're going to do from time to time. We're going to come on, we're going to chop it up. We're going to chew on it for a little bit, and if it's some bullshit, we're just going to spit it out. You've heard the saying, you know, chew the meat and spit out the bones. Sometimes you got to cut the meat off the bone and eat the bone sometimes. So it just depends on what end of the spectrum you on. So that's what we're doing tonight. But, yeah, I just wanted to give a little bit of attention to the solar eclipse, because depending on who you are or what you're doing in this vibration, and again, I mentioned this in the show last night, everything around us is vibrational. And I even mentioned in the show, Rashad, that, you know, the word God itself is a vibration. That's what I believe. I'm not saying anybody else has to believe that. That's what I believe. So, you know, when there is that vibration that creates stuff around us, and I think this eclipse is going to take it to a level that nobody is expecting. I think something somewhere is going to come out of nowhere, and it's going to flip the game on everybody. Not like COVID, but I want to say maybe COVID on steroids. And not that it's going to be a disaster or a disease or anything. It could be just the opposite. But it just depends on where your vibration is and how you catch it. That was Miss Blue's statement. I was like, I get it. I don't know. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Miss Blue's on it. I was like, yeah, she's been on it all day. She did something last night, and then she did something today, and then I think she's about to go radio silent because, you know, she's doing her own shit for, you know, for tomorrow. And I get it. At the same time, I get it. But, yeah, she was like, yeah, it really, she said, nobody can say what this thing is going to do. It's all about vibration. No one knew what you were going to be when you came into this existence. So what happens in this existence is based on your vibration. What happens when you leave here is based on your vibration.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I went to the gym about 5:30. No, I went till like 6 o'clock because it was wild last night.
Mm-hmm.
I went by 6 a.m. Then I ended up going again at 5 o'clock this evening. I was like, man, I don't know. I can't tell you why, but something just told me to go do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to feel a whole lot better now. Like, man, okay,
yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
so,
things, you know, we have to find different ways to, you know, disperse. My girl, Mystic Nine and Neff, they like, you know, transmute that fucking energy. And they're like, and you doing it like a fucking G. Like, you know, so it's certain things that can't touch you when you're vibing at a certain level. And there are certain things that can affect you based on how you are vibing. I have a triple threat going on right now, where just by physically where I'm positioned. So it's forcing me to do certain things that I would normally not do, or it's forcing me to vibe a certain way that I probably wouldn't do had I not been placed in this position. So, so with, you know, with everything that's happening the way that it's happening now, you know, the shift, we felt that way before now, like, rest in power to, Dr. Carlton Pearson, when he passed away, he talked about the same thing, and, you know, how people's personalities would change and what they're doing would change and their thought patterns would change. And he said he just caught the beginning wave of a shift that happened that took him in a direction where he was persecuted for changing his thought pattern about something that at the time just made sense to him. And I get it. And so when you say, you know, you went a second time and you don't know why, you know, meditate on it. It might be a way for you to navigate those things that's feeling weird in the shift. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I have a triple threat going on in my life right now. I'm positioned in a place that's very low vibing. And then I have adversaries that insist on pushing to the point where I have to vibe. And then I have to be verbal about what's happening. And then I'm in a place where I have to alchemize, or I have to manifest. I have to be a magical bitch. I have to be. It's weird. And so all of that, and I talked about that last night in the show, I think a combination of all of those things and then some represents what makes us God in this existence. Because that's basically what we are. Rashad, I'm telling you, you really got to listen to that show. You have really, really got to listen to that show. It's amazing. And at some point I was channeling, because there's a whole like 20-minute piece in there that I don't even remember. And the shit is fire. It don't even sound like me. But I was talking about being part and parcel of this God vibration and the God knowledge within the vibration that creates everything that we know. Even the word God is a vibration. It's a sound, because mm-hmm. It said in the beginning was the word. That's a sound. That's a vibration.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't make this shit. And you got all these people out here, all these gurus and, you know, Abraham Hicks and what's your boy? He passed away. Real, real cool, calm dude. They just said his name, Wayne Dyer. He was another one that talked a lot about vibration. Miss Blue was talking about vibration tonight. Mystic was talking about vibration yesterday. I mean, it's just like the synchronicities are crazy. This is like, I mean, it is just absolutely crazy. So, yeah, you really have to find that path. If right now the gym is your path, for some people, stopping the gym and laying on the couch And then for other people, it's like moon gazing. You know, they stay in all day and then go out all night. And then some people, it's just the opposite. They go out all day, you know, or go out all night and stay in during the day, or stay in during the day and go out all night, whatever the case may be. But, you know, so switch it up. Some people, it's a vibration of music. And transmuting the energy that way. We're going to find out a lot of shit after this eclipse. I'm like, this Sloan person, whoever she is, I'm going to have to kind of hear some other stuff that she has to say, because she seems to think the same thing. It's just weird. I saw it today, but I was stating some of the things that I saw her say today. I said it in my show last night. I can't make this shit up. I cannot make this shit up. And like I said last night, it's exciting. Once you get to that point, there was an interview I watched today on the Know Thyself podcast. It's an Indian podcast. I think the host is Indian, and he was interviewing a woman that actually died. Her whole family was there. She died, and the doctor was telling them, "Look, organs are shutting down. It's over. It's a wrap." And she says she could hear the doctor saying this and everything. Anyway, fast forward, come to find out, you know, the doctor had been in another room down the hall when he said it. There was no way she could have heard him say that. But she was talking about her death experience and dying and what happened to her when she died and the whole experience of it. And she said that she was a relatively quiet and reserved person. She was never really confrontational. She said she was the typical Indian wife. But she said after this experience, she came back and it was like, you know, she had some struggle in the beginning, and she was trying to figure out what, you know, why she had these yearnings and all this stuff. But anyway, it's a 2-hour interview if you can Google the Know Thyself podcast and find this woman. But eventually she's like, she wrote a book now. She's making her own money. She's building platforms. And she said, this was never my this was never me. This was never the person that I was. She said, if you know typical Indian wives, we are seen and not heard. And she said she lived that life. But when she came back, she said her father, who was dead, her grandmother, I believe she said, who was dead, and an in-law that she said who was dead, they had all died of cancer, and she had cancer. And she said when she started doing the stuff on the Western side of medicine, she was dying faster. But she said when she went back to her Eastern roots and what her grandmother and great-grandmother had learned about Ayurvedic medicine, everything, she said she was being healed quickly. But she went back, yeah, and she said when she went back, and then she said when she went back to the West where she was living, or wherever it was she was living, I think she said she was living in Hong Kong, but she was around, you know, American people, and she went back to her American diet doing the thing, and she ended up almost dying. She said, as a matter of fact, the cancer came back worse, and she ended up dying. And but the whole thing is just kind of strange, you know, that, and she's like, yeah, you know, and what I was thinking, and, you know, she said fear, that was the other thing that I wrote down. She said fear made her cancer grow faster, and it made her sicker. Yeah. She said, so when she would hear commercials about the medicine and all of the side effects of the medication and what medications, you know, this may cause this. And then she was, you know, she would read cancer journals. And then when people would talk about it, oh, this causes cancer and that causes cancer, she said she was afraid. She said she was terrified of everything. And she got sicker faster. And she died.
It's funny. It's funny you say that. It's a guy, you know, he's a truck driver, semi trucks. And he just up and quit one day. He drove trucks for like 5 years. I mean, a heavy truck driver, like only come home once a month kind of trucker, like a super trucker. And we was like, so what makes you quit? He was like, man, when I get to driving for the day, I have to watch these videos about semi-truck crashes, and it scared me to death. I just quit. I said, so you mind fucked yourself. That's what you did.
That's basically what you did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's basically what you did. Yeah. She said the doctor told her. I said, told her whole family was at the hospital. Yeah, like they called her whole family and said, she's dying. Y'all need to get here right now. He says, and she was like, she could see her brother on the airplane, and he was upset. He was crying, and he was distraught that he wasn't going to make it in time, that I was going to be dead before my brother got here. And she said, well, I can't die. You know, my brother's not there. I can't, you know, I can't be dead and I can't die. And she said her father came to her, and she said she was talking to her father and her grandmother. They're dead now. She said her father and her grandmother told her, no, you need to go back because you have a purpose. And it's funny, this woman, again, now this is a whole nother person, was talking about your life purpose on the planet based on your vibration. You will find that some will find it faster than others. Some will find it and see it and ignore it. Some will disobey what their purpose is. And some will jump right in and complete their purpose and their task. She said, here's the thing. Based on your vibration and how you enter your purpose, you will bring your motherfucking ass back here. I was like, wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. But, and the reason why I keep telling you, you have got to listen to the show I did last night, because I'm saying the exact same thing. I can't make this shit up. I cannot make it. So I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This shit is, I'm going to name names. I'm going to bring receipts because this is, Rashad, when I tell you, shit makes so much sense. And they said that, you know, and I was talking about having it backwards, that we should cry when people are born, because when you're born, it's actually the beginning of death. And when you die, that's the beginning of life. So, you know, and again, you know, this woman was saying, you know, it took the fear out of the things that she said, I was afraid of everything. I was afraid of what people thought. I was afraid of my family. I was afraid of disappointing my father. I was afraid of not being a good wife or mother. And she said, I was scared of everything. I was scared of, you know, what people thought about me, or, you know, I was never going to amount to anything, or I couldn't be the best wife I could be. She said, I was just afraid for no reason. She said, I was just afraid of everything. And she said, I literally manifested cancer and the fear in my body that created the cancer. And she said, and what is this? So she was like, back then, she was young, she was married, she's an older woman now. So I think it's been 25 years. She died. They said that she would die. The cancer had spread through her body. And they said she was dead. She was going to die. And she said, here I am 20-something odd years later, and I wrote 2 books so far, and I'm doing quite well. And she, and I mean, it got deeper. Like I said, it's a 2-hour interview because she had talked to her. She said she was told that her and her husband chose to come back together because their purposes are connected. Like her purpose is connected to him, and his purpose is connected to her. And she said when she died, she said when you go back, it's because of him. So they made an agreement in another life, a life to come back. That's what she was told, together, to live that life together. I was like, wow, that's interesting. That's why I said, I can't wait, nigga, because I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out. I'm like, oh, please. Yeah. She said it was nice to know that her husband, the man that she chose to be her husband, was part of her purpose, her plan. Sometimes it's your children, sometimes it could have been your arch enemy, and y'all come back. That's what Panic said. Panic said him and his sister was arch enemies, and I think he said, what did he say? She was his woman, and he treated her bad or something, and when they came back, they were brother and sister. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting, though. That is like, really? Like, yeah, I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back and find that old episode. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember, but I can't remember what lecture or what show
it was. I can't remember what lecture it was. Yeah, but I remember him saying, he was like, yeah, he said, and now, like, my sister is, like, my best friend and my confidant. And he said, in another life, you know, I dogged her out. She was my woman, and I did her dirty. I dogged her out. And so when we came back, you know, it's my sister. I was like, wow. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, the possibility, if you really think about it, the possibilities are truly endless. It's just that we have been so indoctrinated and brainwashed, we no longer think that way. And when you start to think that way, I mean, you know, people talk about God this, God that. Anybody ever thought that, okay, how about, you know, we this meat suit is just a vehicle. What if, man, we are just God playing out different scenarios. We just one being, but made ourselves multiple beings on a physical level. Because if you think about it, because I used to think about this all the time as a kid, you know, going to church, you're like, yeah, you go to heaven. Everything is perfect in heaven. I say, well, man, you know, if you think about it, if something is perfect for too long, it gets pretty boring.
Correct.
So you start to play chess with yourself.
That could be. Yeah, that's like the whole thing. Well, I mean, if you choose to believe what's in the holy books, they're saying, you know, Adam was created, but it wasn't good. You know, the God, whatever you think God is, saw that it wasn't good for this man to be by himself, so he created a woman. You know, I don't know if I want to go down that road right now or not, but, you know, it's just interesting. I always think about it. Like, okay, there was a male created, and then there was a female created. So I don't know. You know, I guess what you're saying makes sense, and it's interesting because the woman that I was telling you about that said, you know, that died and came back, she said the same thing. She said, we are part and parcel of God. Like, we are many pieces of that one entity that has manifested ourselves in human flesh to experience this life. So this ain't shit. Basically is what she was saying. She said, it's harder to live than it is to die. I'm quoting this woman verbatim. She said, when I died, I felt a relief that I could never explain. She said, it's a level of comfort and joy and peace that you can't possibly begin to explain. It was weird. And again, I'm mentioning some of this stuff in the show last night. I mentioned colors that you cannot explain. And she said the same thing. Rashad, I can't make this shit up. And I just saw her, the interview her today. I did the show last night. I can't make this shit up. She said the exact same thing you just said. Like, we have come down here as parts of a whole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's all the Akasha, you know, connected. So once you start to get that Christ mind, I mean, you know, you get them downloads and they come to you.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So,
I mean, this shit just took a turn for me yesterday because I'm like, yeah, I feel this shift already. The closer the moon gets to the sun, to this eclipse, I feel it, you know. And like I said, the adversaries that are around me, even that shit is like, it's like they're trying to hurry up and do something. And I'm trying to figure out, what are you trying to hurry up and do? What's your point? What's your purpose? So it's beginning to be a multiple rush on attacking my physical being. And it's weird. It's really hard to explain, but it's not about me. It's not about them actually doing something to me. That shit I'm not worried about. It's the fact that this particular part of it is catapulting me to another level. It's weird. It's very weird. It's very weird. But in their mind, whatever vibration they're on, and I guarantee you it's not high, but what they're on is probably at a point where they don't even know why they're doing this anymore.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also weird. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like them times when you were younger, you get into a fight or argument with somebody, and mm-hmm. minutes later, like, what were we fighting for?
Right. What was,
I forgot what we were fighting for.
Now, what was we talking about? Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where it is now, because it's just stupid. Yeah, the things that are happening, is just, it makes no, it's such a low vibing act that it would only make sense in a low level human aspect, a low level human vibration, because it, yeah, there ain't a grown ass motherfucker in their right mind.
Yeah,
I promise you. Yeah, it's not. What did dude say? He said jealousy is a mental illness. And I wholeheartedly believe that shit. I had never heard I don't know why I never heard it that way, because we always say jealousy and we think that's normal. That shit is not normal.
Mm.
Yeah, that is it's a mental illness. Unfortunately, a lot of people have it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And then a lot of people have it. They think it's normal because a lot of people
right.
have it now.
No, right. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, because a lot of people carry that mental illness. People are like, oh, you know, so-and-so has mental illness. There's a bit of mental illness in all of us. You know, if you, again, you know, how the saying goes, if you're standing on the street and you're arguing with an idiot, nobody's going to know which one is the idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why
put yourself in that position? Yeah, that's very true.
Like one of my homegirls said, that, imagine being jealous of me and I don't even know you exist.
That part. That's what the girl told me. She said, sis, you don't even know these people. I was like, girl, I could have told you that part. I was like, tell me something I don't know. She said, you don't even know these motherfuckers. She said, it's your energy. She said, they don't even know that what the assignment is, and that the assignment is futile. And again, the one was talking about vibration, and so was I last night. So they said the universe itself is intelligent. So for them motherfuckers out there that don't believe in God, I get it. But if you got to be a special kind of stupid to believe that all this shit is random.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. This mm-hmm. you got to be a special kind of stupid. Now, what it is, like I said, until we get, and even when we die, we still may not know. It will be just another level of understanding. We still may not know. There is no reason why we should, you know, we may get a clearer understanding of what this existence is for, and then we'll get a higher understanding of the existence that we transmute into. You understand what I'm saying? Because
like,
this is the all most high creator. You know what I'm saying? This is the all seeing, all knowing creator. Why should we know? You know what I'm saying? We still may not know. Go ahead.
Yeah. Should. It's like I remember Hemet saying, just imagine being in your room for years and you decide to open the door, go outside your room and see another room, a hallway. You go upstairs, like, oh shit, I've been in the whole goddamn house the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, but much too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's more to unlock. There's more to discover, you know. Like you
correct.
Said, I mean, maybe the next level, the next step. So
correct. She said that the woman that died, she said, she was doing her best to explain to this Indian gentleman that was interviewing her. And she said, imagine you're going around in complete darkness and all you have is a little bitty flashlight. Maybe the size of a little bit bigger than maybe a magic marker. And she said, that's how big your light is, to go through and kind of spotlight this here and that there and this and, you know, this thing that you know, and then this one thing that you're familiar with. And your flashlight can only see a little bit at a time. But then she say, imagine that all of a sudden the lights come on in this darkness, and you can see, and you're in a giant, the biggest warehouse you could think in your, like a universal warehouse, if you will. And she said, on these shelves are things that you've never tasted, you've never seen, you've never heard, you've never experienced. And she said, it's universes and universes of this shit. She didn't say rows and rows. She said, this shit goes on forever. You cannot see the end and of stuff to experience. I'm so fucking excited. I'm like, yeah. It's got to be a reason. Yeah. This can't be all that it is. Like, I don't like you, so I'm going to create a weapon to sting you while you sleep and stalk you outside your house. Like, what the fuck? Like, does that really? Yeah, there's got to be more to life than motherfucker stalking you 24/7. Like, or, you know, you arguing over shoes and peanut butter and shit. I don't get it. It's got to be. She's like, and she told the people when she came back, it was like, oh, my goodness, you know, you should take it easy. And, you know, and she said she was only 85 pounds. She had lost so much weight, and she's only 5'2", I think she said. So she's a little bitty thing. She's, you know, she said when she came back out of the coma and everything, and she was trying to get back on her feet and everything. And so she's 85 pounds. She said, and I'm up like, no, I got to do this. And, you know, I got to get this done. And she said she was writing a book. She said she knew nothing about writing a book. She's written two, and they were both New York bestsellers. Two books. And she said her father told her to go back and just let things unfold. You have a purpose and a reason for going back. And once you complete your purpose, then you'll be done, you know. But, and like she said, you know, there are people here who will completely ignore. They'll see their purpose and just to completely ignore it for a lot of different reasons. They don't, you know, they don't think they can. They fear. Anything that I mention is really going to be fear-based. So I could go down a list of stuff, and really all it is just fear. Defiance. You know, it's easier to bring somebody down to your level than to rise above the bullshit. Because you don't want, oh, you think you better than everybody. You think you better than I am. I am. Bitch. I am. Right. That part. You know, you think you cute. No, you think I'm cute. I'm gorgeous. You think I'm cute. Because you can't form your vibration to say gorgeous.
Man, just like when we was, after we was texting last night, I was on YouTube watching, you know, people make their own independent horror films, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these horror films are like short films. They're like, longest is like 30 minutes. It's what it's called, It's Not About Fear. So it comes on, this man is walking to his doorstep, and you see this dark entity. It has longer, but you tell from the silhouette that it's a female. And her eyes are glowing. So he has a date that night. He kind of ignores it. So he invites the female to his house. You know, they talk or whatever. And the entity keeps showing up. And, like, he'll freeze up. And she's like, what are you looking at? So he's like, oh, nothing's fine. Everything is fine. So he goes to the kitchen, get them a snack. And the entity is just, like, face to face with him. And she walks in the kitchen and she said, his date said, it's okay. I got one, too. Hers was a male, dark with glowing eyes, you know what I'm saying, different halves. It's like, I just deal with it. Like, you can't let it control you. You just have to come to terms with it to control it. I was like, damn, that's kind of deep right there. Because they were starting, he was scared to make the next move up. I say, that's a different kind of horror movie.
Yeah, it is interesting. That's like shadow self. I can't remember where I saw that. That, yeah, it's like your shadow self. You're dealing with your dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, that's funny too. Cause I talked a little bit of, well, sort of kind of talked about that too. Dealing with what's looking back at you in the mirror. You know, you big and bad and bold to try to bring somebody down to your level, but deal with the demon you see in the mirror. Deal with that. I got that. Actually, remember I told you originally, I got that from Dr. Mutwas. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That nigga, he's like, yeah, sit in a dark room where there's no light with you and your, just you and your thought. And if you really bad, put a mirror in there. And it's another medium that said, don't go in a dark room with no light and just you and a mirror. Now, there's no light, but there's a mirror in there. And she said, I promise you, you're going to see something. Everybody sees something different. And I think she said a 18-year-old went in there, and he said the things that he saw, he said a lot of it scared him. He said, but as he came to grips with what he was looking at, you have to wrap your mind around it. He said, then it began to teach him things about himself. And so he went into this place where he was learning stuff about himself and understanding different concepts and understanding different things that he's going to do as he grows into manhood and things to, it was really weird. He said, but at first you get that demon side. You get that part of you that's going to tell you the truth about you. But I do it all the time. I stand and look in the mirror because I want to know what's in there. I'm looking at the person in the mirror. Michael Jackson had it right. Like I said last night, start with the man in the mirror. You looking at everybody else. Look at the person in the mirror. Oh, yeah, that was the part that I go ahead.
I said that's a funny thing about it. That mirror gazing, that's interesting. That I believe that's what really made me conscious and turning light on for me, because I remember being a child and my mom had this full-length mirror. It was on the back of the door. So I'm in the room by myself, and I closed the door. And for some reason, something caught my eye, and I saw myself in the mirror. And as I stood there before the mirror, this thought came to my mind. If God made me and everything else, what made God? And I stared at myself for, I don't even know how long I was staring at myself. I thought that thought. I had to be no more than like 4 or 5, because I remember that's when I was starting kindergarten. So I had to be around 4 or 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And as an adult, you know, like I said, when I hit like maybe 19, 20, I was, I guess, going into what we consider adulthood, I didn't ask myself that question until then. I'm like, okay, well, what created God? Like, what's really, so that's why I said this woman is kind of dead on, because she's like, you're just ascending to another level of existence, consciousness that you can't even comprehend down here. Like in this 3D, you don't even realize what your mind is going to open you up to, what your existence is going to open up to when you pass out of this flesh. And she said, I wasn't even where I wanted to go. She said, I knew what was ahead of me. She said, I can't describe it. I can't explain it to you, but I knew I was going somewhere where I definitely wanted to be. And she said, my father came to me and said, you're not done. You have to go back. She said, as she came back, was coming back into her body, she just felt this profound sadness and heaviness. I was like, yep, that part.
I can't make this shit up, right?
She said, I felt this profound sadness and heaviness in my flesh. Like, and she said, it's just, you can tell. I was like, yep, that part right there.
Yeah, because this shit is heavy.
That shit is heavy.
This shit is heavy, man.
She says she felt profound sadness and heaviness. I'm telling you, it's a good interview. It's on the Know Thyself podcast, and I didn't get to listen to the whole thing all the way through, because like I said, it's a 2-hour interview that she did with this dude. I was like, wow. But yeah, you have to be a special level of stupid to think that this is all random and there's nothing more intelligent outside of this universe that is resonating with your vibration, period. It's connected.
Man, it's funny how we talk about, you know, mentioning your life purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy to me is people personally ask them the question, have you ever thought what's the purpose of life? And they look at me like, nope. It's like, man, that's crazy.
That part,
you never thought about that.
Never. Yep. Nope. I just want to be an asshole all my life. Until I die. And I'm going to take that right on into the next. I'm going to take that asshole vibration right on into the next life with me. Really? Yeah, Miss Blue said, I think not. She said, you are going to be in for a rude awakening. If you try to take that low-level shit into your high vibe, and I'm going to prove it to you. Because I kept talking about that when I was talking about the Halloween shit, and then I listened to one of Miss Blue's broadcasts, but then she was just talking about that. And I think me and you had a conversation, too, about, you know, vibing high. But I was watching something about life and death again and people that said they had died and came back. No two experiences were the same. But.
No.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, no, I was just saying I was noticing. I was like, nobody came back and, like, nobody came back and said, yeah, I saw James Brown, too. You saw James Brown? Me, too. No. Because the one dude that said, you know, it was a woman and a guy. He said it wasn't that he didn't believe in God. He just believed that, you know, if you did bad things, you go to hell. If you did good things, you go to heaven. He said, but he, you know, kind of felt like he was kind of in the middle. He said, I'm not a great, great guy, but I'm not an asshole. You know what I'm saying? And he said, but, you know, certain things that he knew he needed to change in his life. And at the point that he died, he hadn't changed those things. And he said where he went, he heard a lot of grief about what he did to other people and things that he said to other people. He said it wasn't hell, but he said he knew it was somewhere he didn't want to stay. I thought that was deep. Like, okay. And he said he was just carried around. He said for what seemed to him like was hours. But he said when he come back, it had just been, he said it had just been a few minutes. I think he said he was dead for like 6 minutes or 7 minutes. And he said, but when he was doing these things with this entity that was speaking to him and talking to him and explaining to him, you know, what was going on and what he was seeing, he said, it's not your time. He said, because your purpose, again, it was that same purpose. He said, your purpose is to go back and be this person that you know was there. He said he's always known, but he said he just, you know, he said he wasn't really an asshole, but he said he wasn't the greatest person in the world. He said, but what he was seeing, he said it made him feel very sad. He said it's the saddest. He said, I'm not the type of person to cry. He said, but now I cry all the time. This is a guy, a man. He's an older white guy, but he's like, he said, I was never that person that would cry. He said, now, he said, I'll cry at the drop of a dime. He said, for me, it's purification. It's cleansing. He said, I can't explain it. He said, people now think I'm weird. He said, because I, you know, when I'm sad or I see, you know, he said, I don't cry at babies and puppies. He said, but when I'm feeling bad, he said, I may, you know, have to, you know, I cry. And he said, but he's changed his whole outlook on, you know, life and what he needs to do. And so he's building rescue homes for teenagers or something like that. I can't remember it, but that's a whole, they have episodes of that. It's Life After Death, I believe it's called, or Life After the Afterlife or something like that. It's something real catchy, like Life After the Afterlife, but they got several episodes, and it was one of a woman that was an atheist. And you heard the one about the rapper that got shot and died and came back. He's got a couple of podcasts out there now. He got shot like six times. he's some rapper that I've never knew who he was, but he got shot. His podcast is out there. It says shot times and died and came back. And he's done a few interviews, and I think he did one with Cam Newton, if I'm not mistaken. But this nigga died. He died. He got shot 6 times. He died on the table at the hospital. And they brought his ass back. But he said where he went, it was horrible. He said, this nigga said it was terrible. He said it was terrible. I was afraid. He said I was scared the whole time. He said he was crying that he didn't want to be here. He said, I don't want to be here. He said he was begging and pleading. He said, and then he went to a place where it was better, but it was still not where he wanted to be. And he said this, again, this entity was talking to him. And you have to see the whole thing. I don't know. Are they making it up? I have no idea. But I'm like, okay, but nobody's giving the same. Like I said, there ain't nobody going to say, yeah, I died and I went to Burger King and got me a Whopper and some French fries. I don't know. Ain't nobody saying I've that. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
I noticed that too, watching little stuff on YouTube and stuff about death experiences. Nobody has the same experience.
No, it is based on your vibration. This woman said that. She said it, but it was funny that she said it because I had just said it in the show. I was channeling some shit. I didn't write that shit down, and I don't research death. That ain't my lane. But I'm channeling this shit, and I'm saying this shit is based on your vibration. However you vibrate here, that's the shit you're going to see over there. And that's some real shit. This is what I believe, 100 and a buck. This is what I believe. Because I'm like, it can't be that if I die and go to heaven and I need some shoes, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so mad if I need some shoes or some drawers. If I gotta go to Walmart and buy some panties, I'm gonna be so mad. if I die and go somewhere and I got to go buy a bra, I'm gonna be mad as hell. But this woman told me, she said I could look all around me and I could see everything as far as I could see, but I didn't have physical eyes. That shit. That's what I'm talking. I was like, yes, that part. She said, I did not have physical eyes. She said, how I know that, I don't know. But I did not have physical eyes, but I could see everything. She said, it wasn't just what was in front of me. I could see everything up, down, below, around me, and back me. She said, I could see everything. But I didn't have physical eyes. Like, there was no blinking and nothing like that. She said, it was just, I could see. That part. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. She didn't say I had to wipe my glasses off and put them on or put my contact lenses in. I'm going to be mad as hell. You mean I died and I got to go to Walmart and get some drawers for real? No. Yeah, I'm going to be mad as fuck. Yeah. So I get it. But, yeah, it's interesting. It's very interesting that you, like I said, I've listened to quite a few experiences. Some I believe, some I don't. And then you listen to children and that have had these experiences. And I've seen a couple of movies, and then I've seen a couple of documentaries about children who had near-death experiences, and they come back. And the one thing they always talk about was two. If they say, well, what did you see? I saw colors. Well, what colors did you see? I don't know. They don't exist here. I saw colors that I've never seen here on Earth. What is that like?
Yeah, and there's another show where the kids, since they just coming from that place, talk about reincarnation. They say, yeah, my name is such and such. I lived in New York. I lived on such. And then the parents.
The
parents start to research. Like, this, the parents would research because the kid will go on and on about it. But after researching, it's like that person who really existed. There was really a person.
One little boy said he was a fighter pilot, and his mother fucked around and found out, and she was like, this is a real person. Like, my name was Edward. I was a fire pilot, and da-da-da-da-da. She found that motherfucker. She was like, are you serious? She said, there's no way. My son could know this.
How can you explain that?
How can you explain that? I don't know. hey, we just chopping it up. We chewing on it. Y'all can spit out the meat and eat the bones, or spit out the bones and eat the meat. I don't know, but that's what we're doing. Yeah, I like the segment because it will allow us to expand and open up on a lot of things. I like the concept of being a vibrational part of a whole entity that's experiencing something. It's weird because you look around your life and you like, this, you know, why, God, this ain't really the life I wanted. Okay, Rashad, can you hear me? Let me see if I can get you back in. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, with Z, if you are within the sound of my voice, yeah, the internet went out. So, like I told you guys, you know, I have a situation, an adversarial situation where from time to time, you know, when you tell the truth, people attack you. And, you know, when you're telling the truth or you're saying something that is juxtaposed to what someone believes, they will find a way to, I don't know, make themselves feel better, I guess. So my internet went out, long story short. So we are back, and we were chopping it up. We're still chopping it up, chewing it, and spitting it out here in the crown. I am Dardonna Rafia. I am the goddess in the crown. You are listening to Crown Knowledge Radio, 515-605-9858. Thank you, Z, and let me know if I get dead air again. I appreciate your help on that end. Those of you who are listening within the sound of my voice, if you want to come on over, ask some questions about what myself and Rashad have talked about so far, www.blogtalkradio.com/Crown Knowledge Radio. That's Crown with a K, Crown Knowledge Radio. Again, we are up and running so far. Let me get this again. Z sent me the information. We are on Facebook. We are Crown Knowledge Radio on Facebook, at Crown Knowledge Radio on Instagram, at Crown Knowledge and the number 4, I believe, on Twitter, and coming soon will be YouTube. Again, I mentioned that earlier, TikTok and LinkedIn. Yeah. So when, you know, things like this, my internet never goes out during the show at 12 o'clock unless it's them. So if it's them, but hey, I'm glad y'all listening to the show. That's one thing. Call in, chime in, leave a chat, leave a comment, whatever you like to do. But that's how I know that they're there, because that never happens. My internet does not go down that way unless they take it down. And so with that, also, we will be live, going YouTube live. It just means we're on the right path. We're saying some stuff that fucks with a demon. That means you're doing the right thing. When you do shit that, you know, when your light pisses people off, this is what happens. If your light is shining too bright and somebody want to put your light out, that's to make them feel better. So it is what it is, and I'm glad it's during this show. Because that's a lot of what we talk about now, is that shift and that vibration and the way people feel. You have to be on a pretty low vibe to listen to a show an hour in and then take it out because you don't like what the person is saying. That's fucked up. That's absolutely messed up. Yeah. I can't live till you die. Really? That's okay. I hope you keep living when I die. I really do. That's what I hope for you. So anyway, we're back in the crown, and we are chopping it up. We're chewing it. We're spitting it out. Yeah, Rashad, this solar eclipse energy really does mean something. It means a lot more than people think it does. And it's like, oh, you know, we have these all the time. Well, and if you're not in that vibration, you're going to miss your opportunity to vibe higher every time. You're going to miss it every time. It's going to be something that you want to aspire to. It's something that you want to know. I know what I wanted to go back to, Rashad, if I can. This particular woman that passed away, and again, Know Thyself podcast, this interview with this woman that died, look it up. She mentioned being your authentic self and how important it was to always search for that truth in you, who you truly are, and try to live that in this existence. So again, remember I mentioned to you that she said, you know, she was always seen and not heard. She was the typical Indian wife. You know, she existed to please and serve her husband and her children. She, you know, wasn't encouraged to go to school or anything, get an education or whatever, you know, or have independence, make her own money, none of that. She only existed to please and serve other people until she died and came back and was a brand new her. I'm a brand new person. So and in that, she said the key of it was, you know, based off of, you know, what her experience was when she was there and entities were kind of feeding into her. And she said she just wanted to be more of who she was. She said she always dreamed of, you know, this is who I am at my core. Even though I have to be like this in this human existence, this is what I really want to do. This is who I really want to be. If I have to be here, if I have to live in this human flesh, if I have to be in this human body, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to be. This is what I want. She said, no one ever heard my voice. I had no voice in my family. I was just the person that people would come to when they wanted something cooked or done, or, you know, I needed to support everyone else. There was no support for me. So talk about, you know, talk about living a certain type of hell on earth. And by the way, I did a show called, you know, Poverty and Hell on Earth, but I did talk about hell on earth. And if you have not listened to that show, please go into the archives, pull that show, and take a listen. We have 7 people so far that have listened to that show. I was shocked when I went in there. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, yeah. And I think Z is just promoting the shows, but, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, people within the sound of my voice, that you go back and pull up those archives. But yeah, I talked about your type of living hell on earth and how you can transmute that energy, because you don't have to be afraid of living hell on earth. It's going to happen. There are mass shootings, there are robberies, there are murders, there's human traffickers, there's pedophiles, there's secret agencies and societies and organizations. There's a million trillion ways to die on this earth. And I think it's by design. I really do. After everything that I have talked about, vibration, I think it's by design. If one thing don't get you, something else will. Or the saying goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That too. I think it's by design. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the shit's so sick these days where I was watching something on Instagram. It was like a reel. And it was a house. I forgot where this damn house is at. But anyway, the house has no windows. From the outside, it looks like it has windows. But if you go inside, there's no windows you can see outside. And it's pretty much a fucking house for human traffickers. And the people are like, ooh, so why would I buy this house? It got like a little cage and shit type of jail cell. And they're like, well, you can buy this house, you know, run a business out of. Like, in the middle of a neighborhood, dude? Like, what business could I do between... And everybody in the comments like, dude, that's a fucking human trafficking house.
Yeah.
And they were selling this shit just like as is.
Yep. Wow. He said as is. Cages and all. Like,
cages and fucking all.
Yeah. Yeah, my niece was just telling me, you know, they discovered, I forget, the state that she lives in, they discovered a guy that had a girl, and she had been in his basement chained to something in his basement for 12 years, and somebody just discovered her. I forgot how they said somebody heard her screaming. At some point, I believe he had left the house, and somebody heard her screaming and called the police, and she had been chained in his basement for 12 years. It was just recently. I'm not going to mention the state, but, yeah, she was chained. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Man, and then there was like a true life crime show where this girl went missing, but they found a body, and nobody knew who this girl was, but come to find out it was a stripper, and they were like, so what happened the day she disappeared? Like her husband came in, she was talking about her kid was sick, and her husband seemed very upset. And hours later, she's dead on the side of the road. Long story short, the husband was her father who had kidnapped her years ago when she was little. He then married his own fucking daughter, had a kid by the daughter, and killed her like he killed her mom. What kind of sick shit is that?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm telling y'all, the vibrations are real. And, you know, I mentioned in the show that I did last night as well, like, you know, do the demons have a job? Absolutely. You know, did Beelzebub send his soldiers here to do some dirty work? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's you know, and you never know. They could be your next door neighbors. They could be that last dude you slept with or that last chick you hooked up with. You just never know. Those particular episodes or, you know, moments in your life, and sometimes they're for a brief moment, and sometimes it lasts a while. It just depends on what your assignment is. And again, my vibration is the longer the demons attach themselves or try to attach themselves, as long as the demons try to attack you, you're on the right path to somewhere. When ain't no demons attacking you, when you don't have no shit going on in your life, you're not seriously seeking your authentic self, your purpose. When you're seeking your authentic self, you're going to always have some opposition. Somebody's coming for you. When you're seeking your true self, there's always going to be some shit you got to step in as soon as you open the door. When you know you're on the right path, somebody's going to call you crazy. When you know you're doing shit right, that's one way to tell that you're vibing a little bit higher than the people around you. Go ahead. You were getting ready to say something?
No, I was just agreeing. Like, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, yeah. Even to the point where they'll take your fucking internet down. And this is some real shit. I can't make this shit up. I can't make this shit up. If y'all believe that Iron Man, Superman, Green Lantern shit, you can believe that it's motherfuckers outside that want me to shut the fuck up so they will take my internet down. Bitch, shut up. The question is, why are you outside? Why are you That's the question. That's the real question. Like, their daughter, why would they be outside? I don't fucking know. If I knew that, they wouldn't be fucking with the internet. I have no idea. But this is what happens. This is some real shit, y'all. I can't make this up. I cannot. I'm good, but I ain't that good. When you are on the right path, when you're trying to do the right thing, shit will get real for you here on this 3D plane. Shit will get really real for you. When people know you good at heart, when they know you're well-intentioned, yes, they will prostitute your kindness.
Yep,
how the saying
like,
goes, you mistake my kindness for stupidity. Yeah, they will underestimate you.
Yeah, I mean, I know several people who, you know, did all kinds of shit in life, and they first thing they told me is like, man, shit, when I was low down, life was so easy for me.
That part.
When I came to be a better person, man, it's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. What did Nicki Minaj say in the movie? Hoes is winning. Y'all call me a slut all y'all want to. Sluts is winning. Yeah. yeah, that part. You know, why do it seems like we're looking at it right now, you know, going down in the form of, I hate to pick on Mr. Sean Combs, but it is what it is right now. It's in the public. It's not like it's not public knowledge, and I'm not saying anything that's hearsay. Allegedly, he's a sex trafficker. So people were like, well, how did he get all this money? Everybody can't. If I just pop up out the blue and say, you know, Rashad robs banks, ain't nobody going to believe me because ain't nobody ever said Rashad robbed no bank. And he ain't got time for that shit. You know what I'm saying? He's doing this and that and the other. Where do he find the time? But if somebody repeatedly says, you know what, this nigga got women running in and out of the mansion, in and out of his 13-room mansion. Like, he got secret rooms and shit with locks on that you can't get in. Like, really? And, you know, so-and-so sued him. Such-and-such sued him. And, you know, he did this one. And then you see people popping up. And then, okay, this one. And hashtag me too. And, okay, somebody is lying or telling the truth. Like, this shit is just repeatedly happening. Like, I don't get it. Either somebody's lying or this nigga's a trafficker. I'm just putting it out there. But that thing that you do repeatedly in your life that people see and they say about you repeatedly, people that you know, I'm not talking about random strangers. I'm talking about people that you know in your inner circle. They know you. So somebody's lying. But it looks like they're getting down to it here lately. On the last couple of news breaks, breaking news, so I don't know. But what are you sitting here to do? How badly in the movie, there's like, you know, he asks Biggie, how bad do you want it? What are you willing to do?
Mm.
He said, nigga, I'm hungry. So some people are, and I'll just say it because it's a saying, you know, whatever that means to you, but some people are willing to sell their soul to get what they want.
Yep.
That's how crazy it is. They don't mind taking you out. This is where we are as a people on this planet. So after this shift, this eclipse that's coming, yeah, this is going to be interesting. The low-vibing people who choose to vibe low will get lower. The high-vibing people who... how low can you go? What did you say? How low can you go? Yeah, how low can you go? Oh, they can go low. Don't ask that question. Yeah. The people out here who don't know no better, yeah, they can go low. Trust me. Yeah, it gets lower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people who want to vibe high and you're in that space. Again, you know, one of our master teachers that we, you know, knew and kind of had a respect for, you know, shout out to the master teacher, Bobby Hemmett. He said, you know, once you open that door, you know, he said, yeah, there are people who, because it's a lonely road, they don't want to travel that road. You can turn around. You can go back. Why? I don't know. But he said, you can't unknow what you know. And that's what we have now that we call maybe pastors or preachers or rabbis or bishops or constables or Catholic diocese or whatever we want to call them. They know the truth. So what did he say? The one sin on the planet is keeping the knowledge from the masses. That's the only sin on the planet. When you keep the knowledge from the masses, you have committed the ultimate sin. How? So what do we do? Okay, well, do down and down. That's, you know, that's half the churches and religions. Yeah, they know the truth. It is what it is. I can't make this up. Just look up the Black Madonna in the basement of the Catholic Roman Catholic Church. and it'll tell you everything you need to know. Pretty much, if you have the right information, it'll tell you everything. I can't make this up. I'm not that good. I'm good, but I'm not that good. They know the truth. They know who and what we are, and half of us don't even know. We think we that nigga. We think we that bad bitch. We think we that, you know, we think we that. We might be, but we don't know how much of that we are. Until you, and like this woman said, until you try to find your authentic self and you look in the mirror instead of looking over here at this person and what that this person got, and I want what they got, and they got this, and I want what they have over here, and let's take that from them, and let's stop them from getting that, and they don't need that, and why she got that, and why they get this, and why they get all that money, and why do this person have money, and why, ooh, that person got talent, and we need to do something to them so they won't have their talent. You looking at stuff outside yourself, when you don't focus on mm-hmm. yourself, you lose yourself, period.
Mm-hmm.
You so busy looking at somebody else all day long, 24/7, 365. What somebody else got, what they doing, what they having, what they. If you're not, if this isn't a person that you can collaborate with to get on your frequency, what the fuck are you looking at them for?
Hey, like the old folks say down south, you ain't gonna catch no fish trying to wash my line.
That part. Shit. Fuck you looking at my line for? you can drink the poison if you want to, thinking I'm going to die. Yeah. You drinking poison thinking that I'm going to die because you drunk it. Really?
Man.
That's, yeah. Michael Jackson had it right. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to listen to them lyrics. I know everybody know the song, but yeah, y'all got to really listen to, you know, y'all got to, no message has ever been any clearer. That's very true. Everything that you're looking for, that you want, and you trying to figure it out, and why is this so hard, and why do I feel this way, and why am I acting like this, and who am I, and why do I keep picking the wrong bitch, why I keep picking the wrong nigga, why is this always happening to me, why I feel like this, and you having that adverse thing, and you're like, well, Jordana, you know, everybody can't look in the mirror and see that. And everybody don't want to see it. I believe that. I believe that not everybody really want to see that. They don't. And like she said, it's harder. The woman that passed away, she said it's harder to live than it is to die. She said death was easy. Coming back here, that was hard as hell. I'm telling you, y'all got to listen to this documentary. She is telling the truth. She said leaving was easy. She said, coming back here, this shit was hard. she said it was hard. And she said, it's hard to live this life for anybody. Well, there's people out there that got money. Do y'all see what's happening on YouTube right now? All these Jay-Z, Beyonce, Michael B. Jordan, what was his name? He's a superhero. They all going down. Columbus Short was on the interview today. Like all these super mega stars, the house of cards is falling. Go ahead, Rashad. You was gonna say what?
Yeah, they all in the same club.
That part, yeah, pretty much. They're all connected. You gotta go along to get along in that industry. And people have been saying it for years, but we never really knew what it meant. Now they're taking the veil is coming down. The people behind the curtain are being exposed. So now they finding out, oh, that's what dude was talking about when he said, you don't know what the fuck I had to do to get what I got. I get it now.
Yeah,
allegedly, what they're saying was, you know, this, well, I can't even repeat it, even though it's allegedly. I can't even repeat it. But, yeah, this dude was putting young dudes, when they were young dudes, before they were superstars, they were being hospitalized by some of these pedophiles. That's crazy. For superstardom? And he got superstardom. But look what he had to go through to get it.
It ain't worth that shit. Fuck that.
Man. All of B2K, all of these little young boy bands is coming out saying, yep, hashtag me too. Like, really?
Shoot. Remember what happened to Criss Cross?
That part.
Like, they, what the fuck?
They got,
that was years
man,
ago.
Them poor, yeah, them poor kids. And I guess the one dude committed suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. They these kids are trauma. Then they came out with the whole Quiet on the Set thing between Nickelodeon and Disney, and all them kids have been raped. Like, golly, really? What are we doing? What are we doing? This have you seen that documentary yet?
No, but I heard of it though.
It's called Quiet on the Set. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, let me go back, because it kept coming up in my feed, and then it didn't come up anymore, and then it went to like a paid site, and then when I pulled it up a couple of days ago, it came up free, and I'm like, what? I'm gonna watch this, and I pulled it up and watched it. I was like, you have got to be kidding me! This is the dude that when you see the dude, one of the abusers. You're going to be like, oh, I know that dude. He played in that popular movie. And I'm like, that's just sick. That is, yep. Mm-hmm. All the little kids we knew, Dakota Manning or whatever her name is, and all them little girls, Miley Cyrus, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, all them little Mickey
like
Mouse kids and Nickelodeon kids.
Just like them two the two Corys from the 80s, they was all on drugs and fucked up back in the 80s. Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Oh, yeah, the two Corys. Yep.
Yeah.
That, I guess one of the brothers was going down through it. Like, he had overdosed, and it was a whole, it was a whole bunch of stuff about them. These little kids were being, They've been doing it.
You know, the veil is falling now.
Yeah, it is. And, yeah, yay.
Yay.
You know,
it's
right,
a,
because,
like,
I
yeah,
mean,
this,
it's
this
like...
The time where it's
no,
the, I forgot who... Actually, I forgot who said it, but it's like this is a time where you're going to learn the truth and you're going to stop idolizing these damn celebrities. They are fucking
sickos. Correct. You put these people on the pedestal, but I've said it from the beginning, even before we had Crown Knowledge Radio. I'm like, don't ever covet something somebody else has. I don't care if they're a celebrity or not. Don't never look at something somebody else has and say, I want what they got, because God will fuck around and give it to you. Just keep vibing on that I'm going to get that, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, because whatever you, that mantra that you keep singing, you're going to fuck around and get it. And not in the way you think you are. Shoot, there's people out here that got money and they doing it. No, that's social media shit. They out here on these boats and yachts and y'all think, yeah, these women are getting raped and ain't telling nobody. The men are getting raped and ain't telling nobody.
Everybody, the children.
Everybody, yeah, the children, right, and ain't telling nobody. Yeah, you be careful. Be careful what you wish for. Because it's coming to you, to a theater near you, soon. Yeah, just sick. People are sick. The individuals are... You know, they talk about, you know, mental health and mental illness. Most of the country, most of the planet is dealing with some type of mental trauma on some level. Most of the planet. And if you're not getting there fast enough, something will come along in your life to push you in that direction. If you are willing to stay in that vibration, if you're too afraid to start with the man in the mirror, then you're going to continue to deal with this mental illness that's out here in these streets. You have got to be mentally ill to attack people who can't defend themselves. And if they can defend themselves, you're threatening them to the point where money is there. That's your only manipulator, is I'm gonna make you a star. Your family's going to eat forever. That is a big piece of cheese for someone coming out of the projects or out of abject poverty.
Yep.
Or somebody who's never had anything. And you know what I'm saying? When you have to beg and plead for a piece of bread and somebody comes along and says they're going to put six figures in your pocket, seven figures in your pocket, you will, yeah. I ain't even going to talk about sacrificing. They was talking about that this morning, yeah. What are you willing to do? How far will you go?
It's a kind of game for pay.
Man. So, you know, we're chopping it up tonight in the Crown about, you know, really talking about your authentic self. Who are you, really? Are we mad at the demons and the devils and the haters that have a job to do on the planet? No, I'm not. I ain't mad. What did they say? Your haters are your motivators? Absolutely. The people that hate you are the people who move you? Yes, sir. The people that come into your life that want what you got, give it to them. And I mean give it to them real good. Yeah, just you know, and vibe in a way where those things that are beneath you, and I do mean beneath you because they're low vibing. And when you know that something is beneath you, it exhausts you. It if you allow it to, it will drain you. You have to recognize who's around you. You got to recognize who you allow into your space. You have to recognize those things that you ever, and again, I've heard people say this all the time, you ever talk to somebody on the phone, and when you get off the phone, you're tired, like you just, God damn, or you see somebody, you just see the phone ring and be like, uh-uh, not today. That kind of energy, or you go somewhere and you just walk in the room, and I think you and I have talked about that before, Rashad, you go somewhere and you just walked in the room. You walk in the room and all of a sudden it's a shift in the energy and you can feel it immediately.
Yep.
You can't make this shit up. It's not a figment of your imagination. It's not something imaginary. It's not something that Dardana's just pulling out of her butt. I'm not that good. I can't make this stuff up. What I'm saying is that if you begin to turn your attention inward, what you're doing, what you're saying, what's coming out of your mouth, what is your mantra every day? What are you applying the money that you do have to? What you spend most of your time in is your God.
Mm-hmm.
What you wake up thinking about every day, that's the thing that controls you. And that goes for the demons, because the demons sometimes think that they're doing something to you when they're really doing it to themselves. Because they're worrying about you and you don't even know they fucking exist.
Yeah.
It is what it is, y'all. This is the time that we're living in. Looking forward to the eclipse tomorrow. I think on Eastern Standard Time, it's at 3:30 p.m., I believe, is when it's supposed to go down here on my side of the world. I don't know what time. I don't know if everybody's going to see it. It's coming up the middle of the country, I believe, and so there's only certain states that can see it. And, you know,
that's
those of you
profound in itself.
That part. Yeah, it's coming
this
up the middle of the country.
The middle. So either you're going to be on the fence or you're going to be off the fence.
You're going to get on one side or the other. Correct. I had the profound privilege to look at the last eclipse, and I actually looked at it without glasses. I did not know I needed glasses, and I can see y'all. My eyesight's good. It ain't perfect, I don't think. Not having any issues. I wear reading glasses. I don't particularly have any. I don't know. Maybe it was just for me. Out of all of the things that were around me that were going on, I saw people with glasses. I didn't know. I thought they were just trying to do something cool. I did not know. I really did not know. I needed to look at the eclipse. And I looked at it, and I'm good. I don't. Maybe I got a download. I don't know. You said what? Go ahead.
No, that's what people were laughing at me Friday. And they were talking about, you got your glasses? I said, no, I'm a raw dog to the eclipse.
I did. I raw dogged the eclipse, the last one we had. A friend of mine was talking to. I don't know if that might have been the brother Z at the time. Hit me with a smiley face, Z, if it was you and I that was talking about the last one. And yeah, I did not have any. I got the glasses later because I was headed to get food at the time. But when it happened, I was just looking at it because it was right there. I was like, oh, shoot. And something just said, hey, you know, we talking to you. And I looked up and I was like, God, you know, y'all could come pick a bitch up if y'all want to. Yeah. Y'all come give a bitch a ride home, please. But, I did. I looked at it with the naked eye. And, I'm still here. I'm still seeing, probably better than I have ever before, but you know, maybe even that was spiritual. But your vibration, hey, you have to turn your knowledge and information, your search, your hunger, your cry, you know, your compassion, your love, your understanding, your warmth. Don't cast your pearls upon swine. You know, your pearls are for you. That knowledge is for you. That love is for you. That compassion and that understanding, that's for you. You know, that search for higher knowledge, that's in you. That's all about you. Mm. Now is not the time to give a fuck about what somebody has to say about you. This ain't the time. We done been through that already. Now is not the time to give a damn about a car or some shoes or who's got the best this and why they got that and how come you don't have it. This ain't the time. Now is the time to really believe. If you read in your holy book and you really believe what it says and it says ye are also God, you need to start working on that part right there.
Yeah.
And if you haven't started, you're already too late. So I suggest, you know, if you got a minute or two, everybody on the planet should have a mirror, although there are people out there who actually act like they don't. But everybody on the planet should have a mirror. If you have a mirror, look in it. Just ask yourself, what am I? Why am I here? And remember, I think we talked about that too, Rashad. I used to, you know, that's, I screamed that mantra as a child. Why the fuck am I here? And guess what? You have a reason for being here. You might not think you do, but you really do. Are you here to be a demon? Well, demon, get to work. Are you here to be an angel? Are you light-coded? Are you vibing high? I already know why I'm here. I have a clue as to why the God Rashad is here. I don't call him the God Rashad for nothing. And I am the goddess in the forum. We are 9 minutes out for the end of the show. Rashad, you have anything to add?
Well, the unveiling is here, and it's just going to be more and more, so it's going to be real interesting. That's all I can say.
Definitely that. You know, I mentioned in the show last night that it's just it's exciting. I don't know how to put it, even though, you know, I'm going through my own little, you know, hell on earth. It's okay. I'm not the only one. And I'm experiencing some type of weird something because of a domino effect of something. It's okay. But because I've done the inner work, and I'm still doing the inner work, let's not get it twisted, I'm not done. And the more inner work I do, the higher I vibe, the better understanding I get of what the fuck is happening. Y'all got to understand how liberating that is, how freeing that is.
Yeah.
I can't even describe it. I can't even put it into words. You free yourself up from so much bullshit just by getting to know your authentic self. I want to talk more about it. And if you want to talk more about how to find your authentic self, where do I start? What am I looking for? Start with the man in the mirror. I done already said that 10 times in this one show, and I've said it before. Start with the man or the woman in the mirror. Michael Jackson had it right. Your answers are there. It might hurt your feelings. You might even cry. You might even get the shit scared out of you. But once you get past the initial fear of what you think you might find, on the other side is a real God. A real God. Not this one that they force feed us. I'm talking about a real God. And women, ladies, God just does not mean man. God means everything. I call myself goddess. Why? Well, sounds cute. It's okay. Don't mean shit. If I don't know who the fuck Dardana is, my title don't mean shit. What we want to do here in the crown is something that is not being done. We get it. Go ahead. Were you wanting to say something, Rashad?
Oh, no.
But what we're wanting to do here in the crown is something that is not really being done. Shout out to the podcasts that are out there that are really doing it, that are really in search of, we're tired. We're tired of what's happening. We're tired of what's going on. Everybody has their place. Everybody has their lane. Some people want to take down the government. That's not my lane. Some people want to save the whales. That ain't my lane either. Some people want to save the children. God bless the children. I love them all, and I'll do what I can, but that ain't my lane either. My lane is finding your authentic self. You want to have fun? Listen to Serious Sex with the Goddess with Dardana in the forum. I want to find that authentic level of sexual pleasure. Going places that no man has ever gone before. Trust and believe. You have to be of a certain vibration to feel something different. You have to be of a certain vibration to be something different while you're living in your flesh in this 3D. This shit's not going to get easier. I promise you that. Take the fucking fear out your life and live. There's nothing stopping you. I am your host, Dardana Rafia, and you have been listening to Crown Knowledge Radio. I love you. I love you. I love you, and there ain't shit you can do about it. Rashad, say goodnight to the people.
All right, everybody, good night. Until next time, keep elevating.
That part. All right, God, peace.
Peace.